Then I found out that there was three different words that were used in the King James Bible. That for when it says love and or charity there, there's three different types of love. Well, the kind of love that makes God's word work is the agape type love. There's two other kinds of love, but those are kind of secondary. They really don't mean anything compared to what this one means. Now, the agape type love, that's the word in the Greek. Now, this word is the God kind of love. That's what this is talking about. When you come to a place in the scriptures where it says agape, that's when you come to this magnificent God kind of love. And this is the one that'll make these mighty things work for you. You have to learn to walk in this kind of love. Now then, in 1 John 4:8, it said we find this kind of love here, because in 1 John 4 it says, so God is love. Now right there, the word is agape. He is the agape, or the fullness of love. Now then, why is God's love greater than hope and faith? Because as we read up there a while ago, and you might not have picked up on that, in 1 Corinthians 13:13, it said, now abideth faith, hope, and charity, or love. It says, now these three, but the greatest of these is charity, or love. The greatest of these is agape. Now, why is God's love greater than hope or faith? Why? Well, because your faith won't work without love. Now, isn't that amazing? That's why it's the greatest. Faith is dependent on love to work. In other words, just think. If you didn't have to walk into God kind of love, and God made a promise like he did in his word that was not dependent upon love. Let's say he makes a promise like Matthew 18:19. Where he says, again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask me for, it shall be done for you by my Father which is in heaven. Now, that's a pretty awesome promise from the King of the universe. If there was no requirements to make that work, if you didn't have to have faith, you didn't have to have love, if that meant what it said, even to the disobedient child, then anybody could come and ask God for anything, and since he can't lie, he would have to give it to them. But he didn't make that like that. He didn't make it where that anybody could come and ask him without love. Because you go back to the Old Testament and you find out under the law that is God made these awesome statements that he did. And many times under the law, the Lord would make a statement, if you will be obedient. Now, I've come to realize that's the biggest word in the whole Bible. If you will be obedient and obey all my commandments and keep all my statutes, if you will do this, he says clearly, if you will do everything I tell you to do, I will bless everything you put your hands to. I will bless your children. I will make you the head and not the tail. Whatever you do, I will bless it. And then he goes so far to say, I will take all sickness and disease away from you, and you will have none. Now, that's a pretty awesome statement coming from the King of the universe, that if you will be obedient. Now, in Exodus 15:26, Deuteronomy 28, all throughout the Old Testament under the law, God made those kind of commands. If you, every time it's if you, it was never up to him, it was always up to you and me. If you will obey, if you will do what I say, if you, then you will be blessed. I will command the blessings upon you, and I will protect you from the snare of the devil. I will keep all sickness and disease away from you, and you will have no sickness and no disease. That's pretty awesome statements coming from the King of the universe. So I begin to see this picture that under the law, if it required our obedience, then under the new covenant, which is where we live today as Christians, we have a much better covenant based on better principles, on a better foundation, on Jesus, the solid rock. And we have these great and precious promises, which they're awesome, but nobody in the church hardly ever uses them. I could not understand why, being raised up in a Baptist church as a Southern Baptist Christian, all of those years, we virtually never taught these mighty promises in God's Word. I could not understand why we do not teach these mighty promises. They're all over the book. God tells us exactly what to do. But we never taught them. We never believed in them. We never saw any magnificent healings. If we ever prayed for anybody in the Baptist church, it was always with that faith-destroying phrase, "If it be your will." Well, I've come to realize now that if you don't know more about what God's will is than that, you won't ever get to see Him do anything. But when you learn what His will is, and you start walking in that God kind of love, then you can truly do what the King of the universe says. When you walk in this love, and it's the most important thing you can do, if you walk in love, you can ask the King for anything, and He will do it. Now then, let's go back to the scripture here again, as we're looking here. Why is God's love greater than hope? Why is that? Well, it says it's greater than hope or faith. Well, because your faith won't work without love. Faith is dependent on love to work. Let's go to 1 John chapter 4, verse 8. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Now then, Galatians chapter 5, verse 6 says, but faith which worketh by love. Now think about that statement. Faith which worketh by love. That means, so you can see now, love is greater because your faith will not work unless you are walking in the God kind of love. This is why that people that are Christians never get to see God do anything, because they're not willing, number one, to study the scripture, to believe what it says, and then walk in that divine love of God. If you will walk in God's divine love, you'll be obedient to His word and do what He says, then these mighty promises that He made you will work. And when you stand on them and ask Him for things, you will get to see the King of the universe do great and mighty things. Just like I did 10 years ago, almost 11 years ago now, whenever I prayed for Philip Wren when he was an 11-year-old boy. I mean, just think, after going to many doctors and trying many different medicines and all kinds of things, and even burning some of the warts off of him with a tool of some kind, whatever they burned it off with, and then it left these big old scars on his body, and then the warts came back in the scars. But yet, after prayer, a prayer of faith done through love, then we got to see the King of the universe, Jesus Christ. We got to see Him take off all of Philip's warts. And I mean, it took us 3 weeks, but He had hundreds of them. They were all over Him. And the Lord took every one of them off. And then that last week, the fourth week, He even removed the scars. I've seen the Lord remove many scars since that time. My faith has increased, and I prayed for many people with scars and seen them come off. Now then, in Galatians chapter 5, verse 6, I'll read that to you one more time because we need to get this. For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything or uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. Faith which worketh by love. It's amazing how that little sentence, that little part of that sentence right at the end of that statement could be so important. But you see, God hid these little golden nuggets all over the place in His Word. He expects you to study and research His Word. So you will know what he said. And when you get into his word and start reading his word in detail, you will find these great and awesome statements, like that one little statement, comma, but faith which worketh by love. Which means everybody wants to have faith. Everybody knows in this, if you're a Christian, you've been in the Word of God at all, you know you have to have faith. If you don't have faith, you technically can't receive anything from God. So people try to have faith. People pray for faith, but it never works. There's only one way to have faith. And number one, Romans 10:17 says faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. So you can study, and I've seen a lot of people in my life that had a whole lot of head knowledge. They had studied the Word of God in great detail, had put a lot of it in their head, but very little of it had ever gotten into their spirit or their heart. For the simple reason, they was not willing to pay that price to walk in the God kind of love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's the God kind of love. Another thing where we really miss it, and the reason we don't see it, is God told the man, he said, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. So if a husband is to love his wife as Christ loved the church, then if he will do that, he can see his prayers answered. Now the Lord clearly tells the husbands, he's talking to the husband, he said, if you don't love your wife like Christ loved the church, then your prayers will be hindered in 1 Peter. Now then, if your prayers will be hindered, let me tell you what that means just in plain English. It means they will not be answered. So if you're not walking in the God kind of love, number one, you're not going to see God do any mighty miracles of healing or restoration or deliverance or anything. But if you walk in love, with God, number one, and with your wife, number two, and then with your children, and then with your neighbor as yourself. If you will love God and love your neighbor as yourself, then when you pray, when you study the Word of God, and you get this knowledge in you, then when you pray, you can see the King of the universe, which his name is Jesus Christ. You can see him do great and mighty things. It is such a wonderful thing to walk in the God kind of love and see God do such mighty, mighty wonderful things and bless everybody around you, including yourself. Whatever you do, walk in the God kind of love.
We're going to have to stop right there today, but if you would like the teaching in its entirety, this is a teaching on the God kind of love. If you'll contact us at 940-242-2106 or go to the web www.tlsm.org, and there you can find all this information. Remember, 940-242-2106. We'll send it to you free and postpaid. Jesus is Lord.